Refugees Ibrahim Aldaban and Adiba Al-Naymar and their five children escaped Syria's bloody civil war to restart their life in Connecticut 4 years ago. But now the family is facing a new hardship. Both parents have contracted COVID-19. Connecticut Public Radio's Carmen Baskoff reports.
The family arrived in Connecticut as refugees in 2016, and they started a new life in West Hartford, where Adiba Al-Naymar got a job working as a cook at a Catholic church, and Ibrahim Aldaban found work delivering packages for Amazon. Connecticut Public Radio's Where We Live profiled the family back in 2019, and we decided to check in with them again to see how they were doing in the midst of this global pandemic. Ibrahim Aldaban said when they first heard about the coronavirus, the family was worried, especially because he and their young son, Ahmad, suffer from asthma.
We were really scared and we tried to stay home, but we have a lot of pressing commitments, rent and so on. We tried to keep going because we have so many obligations to keep up with. Ahmed and I had shortness of breath, which was the scariest part.
Aldaban's wife, Adiba Al-Naymar, said the family did everything they could to try to stay safe.
The way it started out with me, from the start, I was taking every precaution. I'd put on a mask before going out and wear gloves. I was careful. I was constantly changing my clothes and everything. But then I felt a burning in my throat. My throat hurt and I had a fever and I felt tired. So I talked to my husband and he told me he was feeling sick as well and had a fever after about 3 days.
Because both parents had COVID-19 symptoms, the family talked to their doctor and decided they needed to get tested for the disease. That's because while Al-Naymar's work as a cook stopped during the pandemic, Aldaban said he couldn't get time off and had to keep showing up for his Amazon package delivery job until he could show his employer a positive test result. Their high school-aged son, Naji, speaks English best in the family and often acts as their translator. Naji said he started making calls to healthcare providers to find out where they could get tested for COVID-19.
At some point, my parents actually told me, you know, don't worry about it. We don't think they're going to test us. That's how difficult it was to get tested. But I kept trying. I kept calling the doctors.
After a failed attempt where they were turned away due to long wait times, Aldaban and Al-Naymar were finally tested at the St. Francis Hospital drive-through site in Hartford. 3 days later, their doctor called to say both parents had tested positive for COVID-19. Coming from Syria, the family said they had high expectations for the American healthcare system, so they've been surprised by the country's handling of the pandemic.
Being in America, a developed country, they should be taking better care of people, especially children. It turned out that we had the virus and they sent us home. Back in our country, a developing country, they have places to quarantine infected people so that they don't pass the virus on to the rest of their family members.
With both parents sick at home, Aldaban said they've applied for unemployment, but he doesn't expect to hear back soon because of the backlog. He's also applied for Amazon's 2-week paid leave for those who've tested positive for COVID-19. But with the loss of Al-Naymar's income, the family says they're worried about the bills.
So I got together what I had, and 3 or 4 days ago, I paid this month's bills, and I paid the rent. But I know that next month is going to be a problem.
In spite of this, the Aldaban family says they've received help from friends in their mosque community, as well as the Catholic church where Al-Naymar works. They're grateful to the friends who brought them food during this time, and Al-Naymar says she's looking forward to recovering so she can pay it forward.
I hope that my children and my family and I come out of this crisis healthy and safe, and that I can help the American people the way they've helped me.
But for now, the parents have to focus on taking care of their own family of five children while recovering from COVID-19 themselves. For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Carmen Baskoff.